KQED.
Thanks for changing the world. That was one of the messages at a makeshift altar in front of Steve Jobs' home in Palo Alto last night. Jobs is being remembered throughout the world as a technology and design visionary and the leader of one of the most profitable companies in the world. But he was also the quintessential California dreamer, a Bay Area-born counterculture icon who reshaped the whole idea of the Silicon Valley executive. Peter John Schuler reports.
Many of the details of the story are well known. Steve Jobs, the young entrepreneur who, with his friend Steve Wozniak, started a business in his garage that made them both legends. But he was also a distinct product of the time and place.
There were a lot of dads on my street, you know, who worked at Lockheed and were engineers, so I got mentored by a couple of the dads.
Bill Fernandez introduced the two Steves. He met Jobs at Cupertino Junior High School. Woz was his neighbor and about 4 years their senior. Nevertheless, Fernandez thought the two just might hit it off. He says even as a teenager, Jobs was already showing qualities that would serve him later in life.
It was clear, at least in high school, that he had a very good business sense. I remember that he ended up with pieces of equipment, like a nice stereo or a nice open reel tape deck that there's no way I could have afforded or gotten. And I'd say, well, you know, how did you get this? And he'd say, I bought this at a garage sale. It was broken, so I got it for $5, and then I fixed the headphone jack, and now it works perfectly. Or I did some haggling, and I ended up with this great tape deck.
Then there was also Steve Jobs, the college dropout, who experimented with psychedelic drugs, a variety of Eastern religions and dietary regimens, and who backpacked through India in search of spiritual enlightenment. College pal Daniel Kottke was a fellow seeker during many of those experiences. He says they first bonded over their mutual interest in Eastern thought.
Be Here Now, Autobiography of a Yogi, Ramakrishna and His Disciples, Cosmic Consciousness by Buck. I think Steve turned me on to that one. So that was kind of our reading program for that first year.
Kottke, who is generally known as Apple employee number 12, may actually have been Apple's first full-time employee.
And when I first showed up at the Jobs house, his sister Patty was plugging chips into the Apple I board on the coffee table in the living room while she watched TV. And I looked at that and I thought, I can do better than that. So I just kind of jumped in.
Kottke says nobody had any idea it would all be so successful so fast. After the company's initial success of the Apple II and the Macintosh, Jobs was pushed out in a power struggle with Apple's board. A decade later, when the company was near the brink of collapse, Jobs returned and led Apple to greater success, first reviving Macintosh sales with the iMac and creating new markets for music players, smartphones, and tablets with the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. He also revolutionized animated films as chief executive of Pixar. Kottke credits the unique combination of qualities Jobs brought to everything he did.
Hard work's not enough. Technical competency is not enough. Charisma is pretty essential, and a lot of technical people don't quite have that. And then the product visionary, I mean, that's a rare thing to find in someone who also has the other qualities.
And as a local boy who made good, Steve Jobs put Cupertino on the map. So says Mayor Gilbert Wong. He says he hopes Cupertino will be able to grow along with Apple in the years to come.
We're going to be looking beyond Mr. Jobs, and I think that he has put a vision here in Cupertino even after he leaves us.
Apple announced that Jobs died Wednesday at 56. He had been battling pancreatic cancer for more than 7 years. He resigned from his position in August, and longtime Apple executive Tim Cook became CEO. Wong says Steve Jobs left a significant legacy for his hometown, one that is distinct to Silicon Valley and California, a legacy of reaching beyond conventional thinking to create something truly innovative and new. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.